Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Ochel Po'el Kishut Afilu Bedinar. A worker is allowed to eat a cucumber, even if it's worth as a dinar. A dinar is a lot of money in those days. And therefore, he could even eat something if he's working on it that's worth a dinar. Bekotevet Afilu Bedinar. He's allowed to eat a date, even if it's worth a dinar. Basically, what we're saying here is that a employee is allowed to eat his employer's produce no matter what, no matter how much it costs. He could have as much as he wants. It doesn't matter. He's a worker. He could eat as much as he wants. Rabbi Elazar ben Hisma omer, lo yachal poel yater al secharo, says Rabbi Elazar ben Hisma, a worker is not allowed to eat more than he's being paid for that day. The pasuk tells us, ki tavo bekerem re'echa, when you go into your friend's field, ve'achalta anavim, kenavshecha sov'echa, you could eat as many grapes as it takes to satiate your soul, to satiate yourself. So we learn out from this pasuk that how much are you putting your life at risk for? To go up a ramp, to go hang by a tree, and to go pick things. You're putting your life on the line, basically. You're putting yourself on the line in order to get this work done. That's how much you're allowed to work for. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Hisma learns that from the pasuk. Bachamim allow a person to eat as much as he wants, even if it's more than he's paid for that day. So they argue on Rabbi Elazar ben Hisma. But we tell a person good advice. Don't be a glutton. Don't be somebody who's going to eat a tremendous amount. Because what's going to happen is people are going to close the doors of employment in front of you. People are going to not want to hire you. They're going to say, this guy cost me too much money. He's very expensive. He eats all of my food. I don't want to hire him. So therefore, we tell a person, just be smart about it. Don't eat too much so you get to keep your job. So there's three opinions over here. Tana Kama would say the worker could eat as much as he wants, and we don't tell him anything. We don't tell him to cut back if he's hungry. He may not work as well, and therefore let him eat as much as he wants in order to have as much productivity out of him as you can. That's number one. Rabbi Elazar bin Hisma tells us he's not allowed to eat more than he is paid per day. Hachamim allow him to eat more than he's paid per day, but they advise that he shouldn't do it. They recommend that he doesn't do it in order to keep his job.